Edge Show, Thursdays, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open, you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to a Tuesday, 3 o'clock Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a special guest, Valerie Mala. But first, we are going to play a song, and then we're going to get to her interview. So let's get to Anita Eccleston. She has a song called The Good Life, and she's also playing August 1st, Second Floor Gas Town at 6:30 p.m., so check her out. Here's her song, The Good Life, on CJSF.
I wish that we were
All right, we have some beautiful ocean music background there. All right, well, thank you for tuning in, guys, because we have Valerie Mala joining us, and she is the owner, CEO of Omwe Lifestyle Essentials. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much. I'm having fun being here already.
Yes, please introduce yourself to the world.
Yeah, so I'm Valerie Mala, and I founded Omwe. These are self-care products, which include mainly handmade artisan soaps that are made in small batches. And I'm having a lot of fun making them, and it's expanded out to doing other kinds of self-care products as well.
All right. Now, let's go to the beginning. How did you get started in creating soap?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. I think it was a seed that got planted when I was a child. To be honest, I think I really fell in love with soaps when I was about 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And I remember just being in the shower and this beautiful, luxurious lather, and everything smelled good. It was so sensual and silky on my skin. And I even put a little bit of lather in my mouth because it was so appetizing, the whole experience. And I learned my lesson, though, because I got a bunch of bumps on my tongue, and so I've never done that since then. I know some people actually do sort of have this soap eating fetish, but that's not anything that I'm into. But anyways, I think that seed got planted very early. I really liked the experience of just having something that is very sense-oriented, that is part of the self-care routine that we all do. And then I just didn't think about it for years and years and years. And, you know, as an adult, I'm always in the back of my mind, I thought, maybe I'll start a soap-making company. Maybe I'll start a small... It was just like little puffs of cloud that would pump, you know, sort of into my mind every now and again. And then as I was finishing my degree... And I've done other sort of entrepreneurial stuff, and then suddenly it just came upon me like a very strong wave, and it was last summer, so in 2022, and I started just purchasing a lot more soaps and researching more and more, and more than, you know, sort of my sort of average love of soaps. Mm-hmm. And it just happened, and I don't know how else to say it. I mean, I didn't have any kind of business plan or anything like that. It was just, it's just like, this is what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
I think you just kind of followed your instinct, right? You kind of just...
Completely.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's scary, but I did, because it's so strong, it's like I just set the fear aside.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, and tell me how you came up with the name Omwe.
Well... That's another really intuitive experience that I can't really articulate into words. It's just something that I closed my eyes and I was thinking of what would be the perfect name for exemplifying just the baseline of what these soaps represent and what do they really mean to me and what do I want to share. And I just closed my eyes on it because at first I was writing on all these things that were okay, but they didn't resonate with me. And then I just closed my eyes and it just popped in my head.
All right. And that was a question from John in the house that you met at the CJSF right. Barbecue. So thank you for attending and coming to that. Yeah. So how do you know about the station?
Well, I know about CJSF because I... have been a student at SFU. Mm-hmm. And I've been interested in volunteering at CJSF. I trained as a journalist at BCIT, broadcast journalism, before...
Oh, wow.
I came to university. Mm-hmm. And I was just so busy with my studies, I really haven't had much time to do more volunteering interviewing, but I had a show that was sort of opposite of everything that I'm doing here. It was really about a really serious topics, and because my major is a double major in philosophy and psychology, and so the topics that I like to talk about in community are pretty serious, and they're the kinds of things that we need to talk about but we don't talk about.
Mm.
So in a way, I suppose it sort of offsets exactly why I create these kinds of soaps, to have that sort of relief of anxiety, that experience that you can have where you can just escape into your own intimate space, because how often do we have our own intimate space these days?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it's, yeah, great to have that space. And I asked you about what kind of music you like to listen to, and you said classical. So I have a friend who plays classical music. His name is Thomas Beckman, and here's a piece with Kitty Lam on piano. This one's called Cinema Paradiso on CJSF. That was Thomas Beckman and Kitty Lam playing Cinema Paradiso. All right, now we're back, and we're back with Valerie, and she's opening up her soap. So you're going to hear some of this crinkle noise in the background. But yeah, she's going to tell us about some of the smells and all the soaps that she's brought here. All right, so let's just pick one of them. and then we'll go from there.
Okay, I'm just having some difficulties taking this one.
Oh, no worries. Yeah.
So let me just.
She's just kind of prep here. So while she does that, I'm just going to explain. She's got a few soaps here on the table, and they're all different shapes and sizes. I see some that are square. Some are oval. The one she's holding right now is a cube shape. So let's start with this one right here.
Yeah, so this is one of my favorites. And I swear, I tell people this all the time, that every soap that comes off the curing rack becomes my new favorite. So it's like your babies. They're all your favorite. Mm. So this one is actually made with laurel berry and extra virgin olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a high percentage of laurel berry. I don't remember what it is actually, because I have so many soaps, I don't remember each formula off the top of my head. But it actually has a very high percentage of laurel berry in it. And it is just such a delight and so nice to have on the skin. It's real, real nice, beautiful experience. And
so I'm going to just take a smell. It's not as strong as the other ones, but I also see a little nice leaf design.
That's the laurel berry.
The laurel berry, yeah. And so did you create these designs, or you just found...
No, I created them on Illustrator, and then I sent them to my designer who made the stamp.
Yes.
And so...
So these are all handmade.
Yes, they are.
Oh, incredible.
So this one was actually unscented. So what you were smelling was the laurel berry.
I see.
So some of them are unscented. And all of the scents that go in here are all phthalate-free and paraben-free. No chemicals and all those sort of things that I don't.
So people, I think some people wonder about using natural soaps. Do they sud? How's the bubbles?
Mm-hmm. So it really depends on the formula.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have more sort of copious, bubbly, crazy lathers, which are so much fun, like this one here, which is like a kind of a hand soap. If we had a bowl with water in here, I could show you. And then there's others like this charcoal and tea tree and... turmeric soap that doesn't bubble as much. It's more for skincare, to take care of any kind of like acne, things like that.
Okay.
It doesn't bubble as much. This one here is a luxury salt bar. Mm-hmm. I have another one that's a salt bar that's not in the sort of luxury range. But this one I've developed so that it actually has crazy bubbles. But usually a salt bar will not bubble much because salt inhibits the bubbles.
Mm.
So all of these... So even something like a pure soap, like a Castile 100% olive oil, usually handmade soapers will say it's not going to lather. It's a kind of a slimy lather. But I've learned to formulate my soaps in a way without any chemicals. This is just in proportions and temperatures and different things with all the natural ingredients. And the quality of the ingredients is really important as well to produce that. Every one of my soaps has a really beautiful lather. Some of them are more silky and creamy. Some of them are, I say, more copious and large.
Mm-hmm.
But the oils themselves determine what kind of bubble it's going to be because of the properties of the oil and the combination of those oils and sort of how you put them together. But also how you actually formulate the bar in itself.
Right.
Yeah.
And so here in the studio, I know you guys can't smell it, but it smells beautiful in here. So which one is giving out the most fragrance right now? I don't know. Is it what's the purple one there?
So the purple one, so what I've done with Omui soaps is I like to celebrate the femininity and the masculinity of just the quality of our existence in this planet, how there's many things in this world that are masculine, feminine, and they're not synonyms for male and female, which a lot of people tend to get those mixed up. But so I have these two different sort of versions of the lavender goat milk, and so this is the feminine version, which you can see is just a little bit more sort of whimsy and a little more has more spirals and
It's like a cream and the lavender, and then the other one's just solid lavender for the color
and the shape of the bar and so forth. And you can also see the label is also just more straight lined, and on this one you can't see it as well, but
I do see something there.
But that one you can see that the feminine stamp is a little bit. So I mean, if you're a man or a woman, however you identify, you can purchase this soap or that soap. It doesn't really matter. But the reason why I wanted to make the different shapes is just to celebrate the different qualities that we have. And so I know that what's really nice in doing my research is that there are a lot of men that love floral and lavender scents.
They do.
But they're usually made in a feminine kind of style, like with the pinks and different things that they feel sometimes a little uncomfortable.
Right. You know, using a pink bar. Right. Yeah.
Because they think it's for a girl and or a woman.
But
and
that was like a brick. Like
this
a, yeah.
Is
like
this is a brick and it's beautiful lavender. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very sweet scent. And so they're comfortable just using my products. And I've had so much good feedback from the men just saying that they love the fact that they're included. Like, for instance, in this soap, this is also in the masculine line.
Yes, and it says pine on
and
there.
And it's pine, and it's a pine tar soap.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually lathers up so creamy and so beautiful. And it's a beautiful creamy kind of color when it lathers.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually looks like beer suds.
Oh, they're going to love that. Oh, sold.
But it smells really good. It smells very sort of piney, very masculine.
Yes.
And I love it. So if you're a woman and you want to use this.
You can use that too.
You can use it too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, women tend to be more comfortable using
any
whatever
kinds
they want to use.
That's true, right.
Yeah,
but so. Some guys are like, oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're going to get to another break and we'll be back with more Valerie.
Is Bird Note. Many bird species have a distinctive song. But not every individual in the species sings exactly the same way. Usually, there are some features in common, certain patterns and phrases. But birds put their own spin on the species' theme tune. What's more, birds that live near each other sometimes have similar songs. If you visit one field with a few song sparrows, they often sound more like each other than a group of song sparrows living a few miles away. Scientists refer to this pattern as a song neighborhood. It's less like a regional dialect among people that's found over a large area. It's more local than that, like a group of friends copying each other's mannerisms. There may be advantages to birds copying their neighbor's way of singing. Researchers found that in song sparrow populations where birds had similar songs, birds were more likely to survive and hold on to their breeding territories. In other words, if one song is a hit during the breeding season, these sparrows keep singing it. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. Support for Bird Note is provided by the Bobolink Foundation and generous listeners around the world.
Come on and pack your bags, don't need no shoes on your feet. Jump in the van and leave the city. We'll pick up some friends, old and new. Stories to tell, I'm sure we'll make a few. We're gonna drive through the mountains where the snow kisses the tops. We're gonna drive past the water. Can we stop? Come away, my love, and leave your worries behind. Take a deep breath. What's on the other side? Pack some snacks, we got plenty to eat. All the chocolate and cans of beans. When will we stop? Nobody knows. That's how living on the road goes. We're gonna drive through the mountains. Come on. under the stars, nothing round, just the sounds of us. In the morning, we'll go for a swim, skinny dipping's where it all begins.
That was Leah Barley with Mountains, and she has a show coming up Thursday, July 27th at 7 p.m. She is playing with Spencer Joe, Danny Boy, who else? Rusty Lane and CDP at Black Lab in Vancouver. So check that out. And who else is having an event is our guys at CJS, CJSF. There's Ballers of CJSF, DJ Night at the Lido. So that's John T. Bolt. He's the host of CJSF Home of Burnaby Rock. And Jacob Gradowski, he's the host of The Art Show here on CJSF. So I'm going to play his show promo, and then we'll be back with more Valerie.
Hi, we are your Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
All right, and we are back, and she has opened up more soaps here in the studio, so it's smelling even better. So, yes, tell me about your favorite.
Okay, so I honestly don't have a favorite, but I have many favorites. Mm-hmm. Some of the ones that have come off the curing rack just recently,
yeah.
These are, again, a feminine masculine version of the hemp bars, and so...
Oh, my goodness. I love the hemp.
Yes.
I love it.
So this one, I mean, you have to smell it, of
okay.
course.
It's sweet. And so very, like, fresh kind of smell.
Yeah. And it's absolutely beautiful on your skin.
Mm.
Like, you just don't want to... You want to sit there in the lather forever. And you really wish that it wasn't soap and you didn't have to take it off because it really is so beautiful. That is... more in the luxury line, as well as this one, which also this one actually has is like the same formulation as that one, but it has emu oil
mm-hmm.
in it, so it